This is Wade Breath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. British Prime Minister Theresa May has accused the European Union officials of meddling in the snap election she called, while the Labour Party and other parties have accused May of simply trying to give herself an advantage going into the coming election as a tough, embattled negotiator leaving the EU. Puerto Rico is placed under court protection in what amounts to the largest ever U.S. municipal bankruptcy, a stark illustration of the depth of the economic crisis afflicting a U.S. territory with more than 3 million inhabitants. Sinclair Broadcasting, with 173 television stations, has advanced a mostly right-leaning agenda since George W. Bush was president, is now battling 21st Century Fox for domination among conservatives and in the media world. Some 52,000 Americans die annually from drug overdoses, more than 10 times the number who died during the entire Iraq War. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that the job category that includes pet groomers will grow 11% through the year 2023, faster than the average growth of the U.S. economy. More than 30 companies have now applied to test driverless vehicles in California. Journalists at the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, one of the most powerful media voices in Australia, have gone on a week-long strike over job cuts. Increasingly, Central American asylum seekers are being turned away at the border without being granted an interview as the law requires. Special education programs are adversely affected by cuts in Medicaid support. About $4 billion in reimbursements annually goes to school districts to pay salaries of healthcare professionals and serve special ed students. HUD Secretary Ben Carson wants to cut back on comfort in federally supported housing, claiming it is helping people stay in, and he wants people to get out. Trump has signed an order asking the Internal Revenue Service to relax enforcement rules barring tax-exempt churches from participating in politics as part of a much-anticipated executive order on religious liberties. A new Trump executive order also offers unspecified regulatory relief for religious objectors to an Obama administration mandate already scaled back by the courts and required contraception services as part of health plans. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.